Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
And good evening to all of you all out there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And I'd like to thank Morficity Recording, that is, for such an illustrious and elongated introduction. Definitely always appreciate it. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game, giving you the legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Man, we're getting some up and down weather here in Central Texas. One day or 1 minute is sunny, and the next minute is pouring down raining. But hey, we all count it as a blessing because that basically helps us to move on each day with the current blessings from we're getting from the weather. But it is getting hotter and hotter by the minute as well. So I do encourage all of you all to drink lots of water or to stay hydrated. Remember, your health is very much more important than the business that you have going on each day. So always take time to stay hydrated no matter what. I recently have had some health issues myself, and I am now dedicating myself to staying healthy because, again, I like to be helping you all as well as being an upstanding family man for years and years and years to come. Well, tonight we have two special guests, something that we rarely do, and these guests happen to be siblings. Located in the heart of Central Texas from Cedar Park High School, our number one ranked cornerbacks for both the 2017 and 2018 classes here in Central Texas, Javelin and Elijah Guidry. So it's definitely going to be an exciting night having these two gentlemen on here. So gear yourselves up and continue to tune in because, man, lately, again, we've been having this fetish and this natural high of interviewing prospects that are both outstanding on and off the field, and we want the rest of the world to know about these guys. So what does that tell you? That means it's springtime, folks. It is springtime. And the football recruiting world, man, is getting more and more exciting by the minute. Wednesday, April 15th, begins the evaluation period. The evaluation period, meaning when college coaches can basically get the road and come and stop by your high schools, talk to your high school coaches, and those of you guys who are currently juniors in the 2016 class can have a conversation with you or two, and they can definitely inquire about interesting 2017 and 2018 prospects, as well as inviting you to their camps or possibly extended scholarship offers. You just never know. But I always say first impressions are the lasting impressions, so make sure you're saying yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir. Okay? Those are the type of answers that you need to give any college coaches that may converse with you. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop. That's at TA Scouting Scoop. Send us a friend request on Facebook. Three words, TA's, Syntex, last word, football prospects. That's TA's, Syntex, football prospects. Remember also to go on our website, if you have not done so already, at thscoutingscoop.com, thscoutingscoop.com, to order your copy of our magazine, our Winter Honors Report, which basically is celebrating all of our prospects that made our district, our state, my personal All-Central Texas team from this past football season, all of our seniors that signed on to go to college. In addition, we have some underclassmen prospects that are listed, a random list available that you can learn about certain prospects. But, again, we keep these magazines circulating for the benefit of continuing to give our prospects the maximum exposure possible here in the Central Texas area. It's a very interesting piece of work. And, of course, yours truly is proud to be associated with it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're going to be back with our two guests for this evening. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the motor mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the motor mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, that's Jeff Hunter Toyota located in Waco, Texas. If you're in need of a vehicle, a good running vehicle that happens to be very durable, go ahead and feel free to stop by Jeff Hunter and they'll take care of you. All right, I'd like to introduce our guests for this evening, Javelin and Elijah Guidry of Cedar Park High School, our number one cornerback prospects, who happen to also be siblings that are here with us this evening. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing this today?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. I appreciate you guys taking time away from your busy schedules, hitting the books hard, training hard, running track, whatever you guys may be doing out there to keep yourselves ready for this upcoming season. So thank you just for taking time to come on TA Scouting Scoop Recruiting Show.
Thanks for having us.
All right, all right. Okay, guys, and I'm going to go ahead and address this to Javelin first. You guys, you know, made it to the state championship game this past season in a major way. I mean, man, the playoffs came and you guys were like tornadoes going through the playoffs. What are the Timberwolves' plans for this upcoming season? You know, unfortunately, you guys didn't get the crown at the state championship, but you made it there, but you didn't get the crown. What are the plans this upcoming football season?
Well, for this upcoming football season, our goal is to go 16-0 and win the state championship.
Go 16-0 and win the state championship. Okay. You know, that's very hard to do in today's age. Okay, so that means you guys are planning to be on top of the game in, game out, correct? If you're planning on going 16-0, am I correct?
Yes, sir. We're preparing for it.
All right, all right. Now, Elijah, I'm going to ask you this, and then I'm going to ask Javelin to piggyback off of it. In order for you to play football, of course, you have to remain eligible, you know, both at the high school and college levels. Okay, how important are academics to you personally, and what is your grade point average?
Academics are very important to me. I take a lot of time to do my homework and make sure I turn all my stuff and make sure I pay attention in class and nice to the teachers and stuff. And I have a 3.85 GPA currently.
So 3.85 as a freshman. Outstanding, young man, outstanding. And Javelin, what about yourself? How important are academics to you, and what are you looking like in the classroom currently?
Well, academics are very important, and I put them basically before everything. And both of our parents graduated from UCLA, so they make sure we stay on top of our books. Mm-hmm. And currently,
right.
I have a 3-point.
I'm sorry, ahead. Say that one more time.
Both of our parents graduated from UCLA, so they make sure we stay on top of our books.
All right, and what's that grade point average again?
3.6,
man. I tell you what, man, you guys are definitely starting off the right way. I mean, it's very sad whenever you're talking to prospects and they don't have it all together academically, just for the simple fact that they're being lazy and not giving maximum effort. You guys are putting yourself in a position to where the notable academic institutions that can only recruit prospects that are basically unenrolled students, you guys are making a name for yourself to possibly be recruited by those institutions, not just because of your skills, but how your academic transcript looks. So I definitely took my hat off to you all, to both of you all on that, and hopefully you guys will continue to progress and move forward as it relates to your academics. Now, next question. Elijah, you have to answer this question for me, man. I mean, this is very rare. You made the varsity and became a starter as a freshman, something that is almost unheard of in Texas big school football. Man, kick it to me straight, man. What did you do to help your coaches make the decision to move you up at such a young age? I mean, again, you started on varsity as a freshman, something, again, that you don't see in big school Texas football often.
Well, in eighth grade, I made it a goal that I would play on varsity as a freshman because my brother, he got moved up for the playoffs at our old school, A&M Consolidated. So I wanted to play on the varsity level at a young age. So in the off season, I worked hard in the weight room and with my dad and my brother, we always worked out on DB footwear stuff. And when we moved here, I just worked hard in the weight room and drills, and I did everything the coaches asked, and I just played my best for my teammates. So the coaches saw that and they moved me up.
All right. Beautifully said, young man. Beautifully said. Now I'm going to ask both of you, starting with Javelin, what is your height, weight, and 40 times since I have you guys ranked currently as the number one cornerback prospects in your class? So answer that question for me. What's your height, weight, and 40 times?
Oh, my height is 5'9". My weight is 175 pounds. And I run a 4.5 electronic 40.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You say you run a 4.5 electronic?
Yes.
Woo, okay. All right, Javelin, go ahead and give us your height, weight, and 40 times. I'm sorry, Javelin, Elijah. My apologies.
Yeah. I'm 5'11", and I weigh 162 pounds, and I run 4.65 40.
A 4.65 40, and that's an electronic as well?
Yes, sir.
All right. Man, those are some outstanding for how young you guys are. I mean, 4.5 electronic, that's like in the 4.3s hand time, and 4.65 is like in the 4.4 hand time. So, man, whoo, 2 years from now, I hate to see what you guys, I would like to, but I would hate for your competition to see what you guys are running. Definitely hate it for your competition. But anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break, and then we'll be back to carry on with what's going on with the Guidry brothers from Cedar Park High School. Stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatment. Inspired Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East San Cedar Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointment. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right, we're back. We're back with the Guidry brothers, Javelin and Elijah from Cedar Park High School. Starters on the state finalists this past season as a sophomore and freshman, playing the cornerback positions, patrolling the island, and making sure that they represent very well on that island by shutting down everybody that comes their way. Now, Javelin, from what I understand, you have a past as a running back. Are there any possibilities or hopes for you to return there and see some action?
Absolutely, there's a possibility. Last year, I played a little bit of running back. I got in sometimes, but I wanted it more. So I hope this year I'll be playing a big role in the offense.
Okay, so So with the graduation of Thomas Hutchins, does that mean you'll possibly be getting more carries?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, good stuff, good stuff. Now, your father, as one of you all mentioned earlier, went to UCLA, played football. And from what I understand, you all are basically West Coast born and bred, and who happen to now be, of course, residing in the Lone Star State. How has recruiting been going so far as to who you all have been hearing from? And Javelin, with you being the older prospect, I asked you that question first. How has recruiting been going so far, and who have you been hearing from?
Well, recruiting is just starting out for me, starting to pick up. We took an unofficial visit to UCLA, and we recently been going to camp. In the summer, we'll be going to college camp and doing stuff like that.
Now, receiving any recruiting interest, or is it pretty much what's going on, the same thing that's going on with Javelin?
Yes, it's basically the same thing. We went on to UCLA on unofficial, and we'll be attending camp this summer.
Okay. All right. Now, I saw both of you guys battling with that humongous wide receiver from Ennis in that state championship game, which we know that he eventually scored the game winner. But I became a believer during that game when I found out how young you guys were and battling with a guy at that size. I mean, he was like 6'6", and both you guys been on the 6 foot. You know, from a scout's view or a college coach's view, we're automatically thinking, you know, you're supposed to be bullying that the guy that's much smaller than you, or as we say in the inner city when I was growing up, you're supposed to be punking that guy. But you guys, man, y'all battled that guy and battled him all game long, and he really didn't stand out that game, aside from that little touchdown that he scored at the end of the game. So, I mean, when y'all went into that game, what basically helped you to develop such a confidence to go against such a big-time prospect? I'll start with you, Elijah.
Well, we have a mindset of, like, it doesn't matter, like, what the receiver, how big he is, how fast he is. Like, we still got to line up, and they still got to get open on you. So, and we put in a lot of hard work in the off season and during the season and the practice, and we watched a lot of film. So we were prepared, definitely prepared to guard them. And
okay.
Right.
Now, Javelin, what was your take? Because I heard the Elijah side, but Elijah can only speak for himself. But what about you? What was your mindset going into that game as far as having to face that 6'6 receiver and to be able to, you know, hold your own against such a big guy who already had, from what I understand, his share of college offers?
Well, like Elisha said, it was all on the mental side that week, the preparation. And our dad played at UCLA, and we worked out with him, and he gave us a few tips. And we have a great program, and they taught us the game plan and how to play them.
All right. Well, like I said, you guys, again, definitely made me a believer in that game, and I really, hey, I'm really glad to have you guys out here in Central Texas, man, because it's nothing like bragging on some legit prospects, either to other scouts or college coaches out there all across the land. Now, before we take another short commercial break, do you all play any other sports outside of football, and if so, which one? I'll start with you, Javelin.
Well, I play basketball and I run track.
You play basketball? Are you running point guard or what?
I'm at the shooting guard, playing defense out
shooting
there.
Shooting guard? Okay, then, good stuff. Now, track and field, okay, you said you got that 4.5 electronic time in the 40, what's your time looking like in the sprints?
In the 100, I recently ran a 10.7. Oh, 10.8.
Okay.
10.8.
Mm-hmm.
In the 100.
10.8. All right, good. And is that the only event that you do, or do you also participate in the relays?
Yes, I'm in the 4x1 and the 4x2.
Okay, on the varsity, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. Now, Elijah, what about you? Do you play any sports outside of football?
Yes, sir. I play basketball and also run track.
All right. All right, so you guys pretty much are staying busy in the same type of activities all year round. Now, in basketball, what position are you playing?
I play the 3 or the 4.
The 3 and 4? Okay, okay then. And track and field, what are you doing?
Well, I've been doing the relays pretty much, 4x1, 4x2, and 200.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. And do you have any idea what your fastest 200 times so far this year is?
I think I ran like 23.9, but I don't know.
Okay. All right, man, it's not bad at all. It's not bad at all. Just keep working hard, man, and you guys will definitely drop those times. So, again, it's always good to see football players, fast football players, running track in the spring because nowadays you don't always get that. It seems to be, as I said on a previous radio show, it seems to be part of a dying breed to still run track in the spring. And, you know, I'm from the old school, and I believe that fast football players need to run track in the spring at the high school level, that is. So, as opposed to just going to a million football camps and missing out on the track and field season. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break, and then we'll be back to talk some more with the Gidry brothers from Cedar Park High School. So hold on tight.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the Motor Mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota, on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, we're back with the Gidry brothers from Cedar Park High School, Javelin and Elijah. All right, Elijah, outside of your team's off-season program, what are you guys doing to get better for this upcoming spring football season and also next season?
Well, we've been we work out with our dad often, like 2 times a week, to on DB skills and getting and just trying to get better and like what we do on the mental side also. And on Sundays, we have a personal trainer we go to. We also work on speed and DB drills.
All right, all right. Okay, so basically, you answered that question for both of you guys. So let me ask you this question, Elijah. What are some things that you feel personally that you need to improve on in your game to continue to get better?
Well, I need to work on becoming more of a force on the run and helping out the linebackers and safeties and getting off blocks and making tackles. And also I need to work on my ball skills, which can always be better.
Okay. All right then. Man, that's definitely a DB mindset. I tell you what, there was a guy, and I'm pretty sure with the fact that your dad played at UCLA, he told you about so many of the guys that he either played against, played with, or just watched play as he was coming up. But there was a guy as far as run support that I liked watching when he was in college by the name of Sean Springs from Ohio State. Sean Springs was one of the best guys as far as being able to not be an extremely great cover guy, but a guy that can also come up and lay you out. So, again, Sean Springs, if you want to take time, I encourage you to research what Sean Springs, what type of cornerback he was at Ohio State. Not this kind of what you've been studying already, but he's a guy I definitely would recommend that you kind of, watch some of his old films on. Now, Javelin, for you, I noticed that you wear number 28. Did you choose that number in honor of someone that you're patterning your game after, or do you not have a choice in wearing that number?
Well, in my first year of football, I was primarily running back. I wasn't on the defensive side that much. And I loved Adrian Peterson because he was so strong and so fast, and he was like a different type of player than everybody else. And I wanted to be just like him, so I just carry on his number till now.
Okay. All right then. Hey, that's not a bad guy to definitely, you know, emulate your game after, as far as, you know, some special things he's done on the field. But I tell you what, though, playing cornerback, the guy that made it to the Hall of Fame a few years ago, one of the fastest men to ever play in the NFL, since you are a speed guy, Darrell Green, he was number 28 for the Redskins, played about 20 seasons for him. So that's definitely someone that who was a guy that did the right things on and off the field that made sure that he belonged in the Hall of Fame. Now, I'm going to ask you this, Elijah. I know you guys visited UCLA, did an unofficial visit. What other schools do you like watching, okay, that you can see yourself possibly taking recruiting visits to in the future?
Well, I like to watch TCU, and I like to watch Auburn, and I like to watch Oregon because they have cool uniforms.
Cool uniforms, okay. All right, good stuff. Okay, and Javelin, what about you? What schools do you like to watch on TV that you can possibly see yourself to, you know, take recruiting visits to in the future?
I like Alabama, LSU, basically like the SEC schools. They're so hard mouth, hard hitting football, and they're so focused out there. I like watching them.
Okay. All right. Man, I thought y'all wasn't going to do nothing but say Pac-12 schools since y'all are from the West Coast. But hey. Yeah, I guess you have to choose your own, you have to choose your own path in life. So nothing wrong with that though. But I'm pretty sure, you know, your parents wouldn't mind y'all going to UCLA if they of course, you know, offered you guys scholarships here in the future. But anyway, guys, we're gonna take another short commercial break, and then we're gonna be back to wrap up the show with the Guidry brothers, Javelin and Elijah. So stay tuned.
Hey, Master's Barbershop. Located 810 West Rancid, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, Fade Masters Barbershop, located there in Killeen. All right. We have one last question for the Guidry brothers. Javelin, I'll ask you first. All right. Who are some of the other guys for Cedar Park that football fans and opponents need to be aware of?
At Cedar Park, Coach Willis, we always talk about the team. And our team, we're returning 8 guys on the black red defense, and the offense will be even more high-powered as always.
Okay. Wow, man. 16-0. Yeah, that definitely seems reachable when you have numbers like that coming back, especially of players that were heavy contributors and you guys run last year. Excuse me, now, Elijah, I'm going to ask you this. Do you have any lasting comments for all of our listeners out there as it relates to you and your teammates that you would like to, you know, basically leave your stamp on the show tonight?
Well, we all work, come to school, work hard every day in off season, and we're trying to get better. We're trying to be the best team in Cedar Park history this year, and no other team in our school history has been 16-0, and that's a lot to do. It's pretty hard to do, but our coaches have been preaching it to us, and we just gotta believe. We can believe. If we can believe in ourselves, then we can achieve it. So.
Okay. Well, let me ask you guys this. Okay. I know y'all are teenagers, but I'm gonna ask you guys a grown man question before we sign off this evening. Is there a receiver, a high school football player receiver, in these United States of America that you believe that you cannot cover?
No. We can guard anybody.
Okay. I only heard one person say that, so I need to hear both voices.
Yeah, we can. We can both guard anybody. We'll be ready to.
Okay. All right then. Hey. Yeah. One thing a cornerback should have more than anything is confidence. And definitely, these gentlemen, they're some humble characters, but they're not short on confidence within themselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you better have the utmost confidence in yourself when you're playing out on that lonely island as a cornerback. Hey, Javelin and Elijah, man, hey, I appreciate you guys being on the show. It's been a pleasure, and I definitely look forward to continue to evaluate you all and also to continue bragging on you guys as being big-time prospects here in the Central Texas area. But in the meantime, I encourage you guys to stay on top of those books, watch who you hang around, stay out of trouble, keep your head down, and make sure you keep working hard, man, because that's when success is bound to follow you. All right?
All right, sir. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Not a problem, young man, not a problem. You guys take it easy. And for all of our listeners out there, again, go to our blog page for Javelin and Elijah's personal profiles on syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. And you'll get a chance to see what these young men look like on film and also what these guys are rated in the Central Texas area. Go to our website, thscoutandscoop.com, thscoutandscoop.com, and you'll be able to order our latest magazine, the Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, that is, where you will see us celebrating our prospects from this past season. And also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at thscoutandscoop. That's at thscoutandscoop. Facebook, thscoutandscoop. Again, you all be safe out there. Take care of yourselves. Make sure you stay hydrated. And always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is TA signing off from yet another show. Take care and be blessed.